Words of the Prophet, Forget Yourself and Go, by President Gordon B. Hinckley. There may be a few young men who may be wondering, ever so seriously, whether they should go on missions. There may be a scarcity of money. There may be compelling plans for education. There may be that wonderful girl you love and feel you cannot leave. You say to yourself, the choice is mine. That is true. But before you make a decision against a mission, count your blessings, my dear friend. Think of all the great and marvelous things you have, your very life, your health, your parents, your home, the girl you love. Are they not all gifts from a generous Heavenly Father? Did you really earn them alone, independent of His blessings? No, the lives of all of us are in His hands. All of the precious things that are ours come from Him who is the giver of every good gift. I am not suggesting that He will withdraw His blessings and leave you bereft if you do not go on a mission, but I am saying that out of a spirit of appreciation and gratitude and a sense of duty, you ought to make whatever adjustment is necessary to give a little of your time, consecrating your strength, your means, your talents, to the work of sharing with others the gospel, which is the source of so much of the good that you have. I promise that if you will do so, you will come to know that what appears today to be a sacrifice will prove instead to be the greatest investment that you will ever make. Let there be no hesitancy in your decision. Live worthy of a call and respond without hesitation when that call comes. Go forth with a spirit of dedication, placing yourself in the hands of the Lord to do His great work. To you younger boys, may I encourage you to save money now for a future mission. Consecrate it for this great purpose, and let it not be used for any other. Prepare yourselves. Attend seminary and institute. Prayerfully read the Book of Mormon. The church needs you. The Lord needs you. There are many out there who need exactly what you have to offer. They are not easy to find, but they will not be found unless there are those who are prepared and willing to seek them out. God bless you each one, every one of you, that a mission may be a planned and essential part of the program of your lives. From Ensign, May 1986, pages 40 and 41. Prepare now. Prepare yourself now to be worthy to serve the Lord as a full-time missionary. He has said, If ye are prepared, ye shall not fear. Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 30. Prepare to consecrate 2 years of your lives to this sacred service. Of course your time is precious, and you may feel you cannot afford 2 years. But I promise you that the time you spend in the mission field, if those years are spent in dedicated service, will yield a greater return on investment than any other 2 years of your lives. You will come to know what dedication and consecration mean. You will develop powers of persuasion, which will bless your entire life. Your timidity, your fears, your shyness will gradually disappear as you go forth with boldness and conviction. You will learn to work with others, to develop a spirit of teamwork. You will draw nearer to the Lord than you likely will in any other set of circumstances. You will come to know that without His help, you are indeed weak and simple, but that with His help, you can accomplish miracles. What a tremendous foundation all of this will become for you in your later educational efforts and your life's work. 2 years will not be time lost. It will be skills gained. From Ensign, November 1995, pages 51 and 52. The Girl You Marry. She will wish to be married to someone who loves the Lord and seeks to do His will. It is well, therefore, that each of you young men plan to go on a mission, to give unselfishly to your Father in heaven a tithe of your life, to go forth with a spirit of total unselfishness to preach the gospel of peace to the world wherever you may be sent. If you are a good missionary, you will return home with a desire to continue to serve the Lord, to keep His commandments, and to do His will. Such behavior will add immeasurably to the happiness of your marriage. From Ensign, May 1998, page 51. To the young women, I wish to say that the First Presidency and the Council of the Twelve are united in saying to our young sisters that they are not under obligation to go on missions. I hope I can say what I have to say in a way that will not be offensive to anyone. Young women should not feel that they have a duty comparable to that of young men. Some of them will very much wish to go. If so, they should counsel with their bishops as well as their parents. If the idea persists, the bishop will know what to do. I say what has been said before, that missionary work is essentially a priesthood responsibility. As such, our young men must carry the major burden. This is our responsibility and their obligation. We do not ask the young women to consider a mission as an essential part of their life's program. Again to the sisters, I say that you will be as highly respected, you will be considered as being as much in the line of duty, your efforts will be as acceptable to the Lord and to the Church, whether you go on a mission or do not go on a mission. I certainly do not wish to say or imply that your services are not wanted. I simply say that a mission is not necessary as a part of your lives. From Ensign, November 1997, page 52. Member Missionaries. The gospel is nothing to be ashamed of. It is something to be proud of. Opportunities for sharing the gospel are everywhere. The process of bringing new people into the church is not the responsibility alone of the missionaries. They succeed best when members become the source from which new investigators are found. From Ensign, May 1999, pages 105 and 106. You will bless the lives of those you teach and their posterity after them. You will bless your own life. You will bless the lives of your family, who will sustain you and pray for you. And above and beyond all of this will come that sweet peace in your heart that you have served your Lord faithfully and well. Your service will become an expression of gratitude to your Heavenly Father. You will come to know your Redeemer as your greatest friend in time or eternity. You will realize that through His atoning sacrifice, He has opened the way for eternal life and an exaltation above and beyond your greatest dreams. If you serve a mission faithfully and well, you will be a better husband, you will be a better father, you will be a better student, a better worker in your chosen vocation. Love is of the essence of this missionary work. Selflessness is of its very nature. Self-discipline is its requirement. Prayer opens its reservoir of power. And so, my dear young brethren, resolve within your hearts today to include in the program of your lives service in the harvest field of the Lord as a missionary of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. From Ensign, November 1995, page 52. End of the article, Words of the Prophet. Forget yourself and go. Taking my own advice.